Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's Thursday, the 27th of November 2014, and it's approximately 7:15 in the PM. And I'm heading out on a mission. I'm going to pretend to be Santa. Yes, I'm doing something related to Christmas. I'm going to Argos to pick up a reserve and collect of Meccano that we ordered at the weekend, and it's just come into stock. So I'm going to fetch it. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that. I really am. Almost as much as I'm looking forward to this van behind me not drive up the blinking pavement and nearly knock a pedestrian over. Honestly, there's a van just driving behind me and he's just literally veered up the pavement for about 50 yards and then driven off again, nearly knocked this bloke over. It's quite worrying. Assuming that I'm not dead in the next 30 seconds because this lunatic crashes into me. Oh, fortunately, he's turning off. That's good. Yes, so I'm on my way to Argos to pick it up. And unfortunately, Argos is a fair old trek away. So I've got to get a move on. I would have liked to have gone earlier. However, we have been to our village Christmas lights turning on. I've just realised. No, he's turning off, but I've got to go this way as well. Oops. Oh, well. Yes, I went to see the Christmas lights being turned on. Well, actually, I didn't. I went to the high street, which is closed off, to see a load of stalls and stuff. But the Christmas lights had already been turned on. Now, if you bear in mind that where we live is in sort of rural Nottinghamshire, so you know, quite a heavy commuter presence within the village, and the parish council deemed that it was a good idea to turn the Christmas lights on, or to announce this big Christmas lights turning on, like they do every year, close a high street off, put stalls out and all that kind of thing, as you do, and then turn the lights on before 5 o'clock, before anybody's even had a chance to get home from work, which I thought was awesome. Good skills there. Honestly, I hate this parish council. Since they took over, there have been so many people who have lost out because of their foolishness. By foolishness, what I'm actually mean is corruption. Yeah, I kid you not. But I'll not go into that because I'm on a public forum. And I wouldn't want to be had up for any sort of... is it slander? Libel? I don't know. One of the things, I never know the difference between those two. But either way, I could get myself into trouble. So I'll keep my mouth shut, I think. But lots of things have gone downhill. We've been going to this thing on the high street every Christmas for 6 years. And I know I'm sounding like a hypocrite here. And you're going, what? But you hate Christmas. Why are you going to see Christmas lights being turned? Because I've got children, that's why. Because I've got children. And I like roast chestnuts, if I'm honest. but for the last 3 years, I think, we haven't had a roast chestnut cellar even. We haven't even had a roast chestnut cellar. How shockingly bad is that? It's just all gone downhill. It's like predominantly cake stalls now, cake stalls out, and then every 20 or 30 yards, you've got one of those scruffy looking fellas selling neon blinking lightsabers and spinny fans and stuff, you know? You know the ones I mean, don't you? And that's it, basically. That's it. And it used to be so much better. It used to be, you know, proper, like, because the high street's quite old. It's a quite a little quaint, picturesque high street, really, considering. And you know, on the right night, like tonight, where the kind of mist's hanging and it's like, you know, it's all ethereal and, you know, it looks almost Dickensian, you know, like they've got like a little, merry-go-round thing at the end for the kids and stuff. And it looks, you know, it does look really nice. But when you actually look at what's there, it's pretty blooming shallow, to be honest. But, hey, the kids like it. You know, we've got like folks walking around dressed up as elves and bloody snowman and stuff. So keeps the kids happy, doesn't it? Yes. See, I'm not an altogether Scrooge. So we've been down there, and that's why I'm late. So I now have to dash across to get this Meccano set. Yeah, I was actually going to read a poem to you, believe it or not. Yeah, poetry. Hasten to add, it's not a poem of my writing. I didn't write it, basically. Claire did, Claire Randall. Audio Boo's very own Claire Randall. She sent me a link earlier on Twitter saying about, in reference to my sort of Christmas rants about consumerism and stuff. And she sent me a link to a blog post she wrote, which is essentially a poem about consumerism at Christmas. And it's really bloody good. Really good. And it kind of sums it all up for me perfectly. I was really, really impressed. So I asked Claire if she would mind if I read it out. And she has kindly agreed to let me do so. So I'll try not to destroy it for her. But I can't do it today. I'll have to do it tomorrow when I've got a bit of a quiet moment. But yes, it was really, really right up my street, that was. Very, very well written too. So I'll do that tomorrow, hopefully. I'll probably just do a standalone boo with that. Sort of no intros and that kind of thing. And just read the poem and shut up. Because I think it deserves its own space, if you like. Cool. What else have I got to tell you? I'll tell you what I'm noticing, right? There's a lot of these, there are a lot of these LED streetlights being installed now. And I'm not sure if I like them or not. I'm currently driving through a patch of an area, a stretch or whatever, with sodium lights on, the traditional orange sodiums. And now I've just come into this part with the LED lights. And by heck, they're bright. I'm literally having to kind of squint a bit because they're so bright. To the point where it's like hurting my eyes, you know? They're phenomenally bright. I wouldn't like to live anywhere near where they are. I wouldn't want to live on a main road particularly anywhere, but if you've got these kind of outside your house, you'd be well miffed because it's like blinking daylight out here. They're horrible. I know they're more energy efficient and that kind of thing, and because it's a white light rather than a yellow light, it gives better vision. I know all that stuff, but they're too bright. Seriously, they must be too bright. It's painful. But, I know they do save a lot of money and stuff. So that's probably a good thing. Everything's LED now, isn't it? Do you remember when LEDs used to be like big things, like the size of your little fingernail that you used to get in like a science class at school? And you can just about make one glow from like a 1.5-volt battery. And now they're everywhere, aren't they? I can remember, actually, one of the things about my gaming history, the PlayStation 2, if you listen back to my audio boos when I was buying my new console and talking about, when I bought my new console, talking about the first time I saw a PlayStation 2 running. One of the things that really I can remember vividly being a wow feature was the blue light, the blue LED on the front. I'd never seen a blue LED before, at least I don't think I had. And I remember my mate turning his on and seeing this blue LED, and I just thought, oh my goodness me, I want one of those. That looks so cool. And it was just a little blue LED. But to me at the time, it was, wow. I didn't even know they could make blue LEDs. Is it a filter over the front? No, it's an actual blue LED. And now they're everywhere, you know? Headlights and taillights and indicators and everything. Street lights are all powered by LEDs. Or all using LEDs, sorry. Yeah, that was definitely a wow feature. There's the old salesman talk coming out there. That's what you get taught in sales training, to pick up on the wow features. So you look for whatever your product is that you're selling, you look for something that will make the customer go, or the potential buyer go, wow. Remember the Seat Ibiza when I was selling cars. One of the cars I sold was the Seat Ibiza, and for a while the Seats used to have the handle for the boot hidden under the big Seat logo, the Seat badge on the back of the boot. So the badge was like a big thing about probably 3 inches square, which sat smack in the middle of the boot lid. So you couldn't see a handle, but you kind of pushed the top of the logo in and it turned into a handle. And that used to get the customers when they came in. That was one of the things that was a wow feature. So look at how you open the boot, and they go, wow. And if they didn't, you'd say wow for them and make them think that they'd gone wow. Oh yes, oh yes. Tricks of the trade and all that malarkey. Like, you know when you used to sell a car, when I used to sell a car that didn't have power steering, okay? I would, what we used to do, and it depends on which dealership you go to nowadays as to whether they do this or not, but we used to always drive the car off the site, off the forecourt, on a test drive I'm talking about, and we'd drive it off the forecourt, go down the road to somewhere where we kind of would go to on a regular basis. So we all had our own test drive runs, if you like. And you'd go to a spot and then allow the customer to drive the car from there, on the premise that it got them away from the garage forecourt, so it was on your insurance in case they pranged the car. But realistically, it got you away from the dealership, and if the car was maybe running a bit knocky on cold, it would give it a few minutes to warm up before the customer started driving it, so it would be running a bit smoother. Also, the other thing you could do is, if it didn't have power steering, you would take it to a car park where it was gravel, and you could park on the gravel. And then when the customer got in and did a manoeuvre, drive it in so the customer could give it a chance to... And you actually say, I've parked in deliberately, so you get a feel for how it feels when you're reversing. And then, of course, they get in the car and they drive it backwards and the steering's really light and it spins round and they get out of the car park really easily. And then when they actually come to buy it, they find that it's got no power steering and it takes like muscles of Popeye to turn the steering wheel. Am I naughty? Well, obviously, if the customer asked and said, has this car got power steering, you would say no, because that would be breaking the law. But if they don't ask, then, hey, you know, all's fair in love and car sales, isn't it? I was actually thinking about selling cars last night. I watched The Apprentice, and I love The Apprentice. Really good. And it always amazes me how these supposedly successful business people can be such numpties. But there was a bit of a row going on last night, where this bloke, essentially, if anybody hasn't seen it, I'm sorry, I'll try not to give too much of the story, but this bloke essentially didn't like what he was selling and wanted to sell something else, and kind of demanded of the project manager that he remove the person who was selling this other thing and let him go and do it instead. And the quite rightly, the two who had been doing it for half the day said, no, you can't do that because we've got appointments coming back later on to speak to us. You know, we've made these appointments for people to come back and speak to us. And he was saying, that doesn't matter who speaks to them. You could come back here, I can go there and speak to your appointments. And I was just like, you are kidding. If you did that on a garage forecourt selling cars, you'd get lynched. you just do not take anybody else's customers. Oh, my word. And I was just thinking of some of the little spats that people used to have. I spoke to him first. What are you dealing with him for? It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's bad from a customer's point of view as well, because if a customer's arranged to come back and see Joe Bloggs and they come back and Joe Bloggs is buggered off, it makes the customer think that Joe Bloggs couldn't even be bothered to come and speak to them, you know? Anyway. Oh, I love The Apprentice. I always wanted to do something like that, you know, but I took a wrong turn. I might tell you about it one day. I destroyed my sales career by making one stupid move, and it essentially killed it for me. Absolutely, I kid you. I'll talk about that another time. I will do. Right, I'm going to go. Sorry, just having a drink as well. I'm going to go and I'm going to pick up my Meccano. So I will bid you all farewell, and hopefully I find you all well and happy. And thanks for listening to me. And I will speak to you all again very, very soon. I just realised I got through this without ranting about Christmas. No, I had a bit of a pop at the parish council about their Christmas festivities, but I haven't ranted about Christmas. I'm doing well. Catch you later, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.